So behind us here, we have Recitation Hall, which currently is the home to admissions, financial aid, plenty more. It was originally built as Wittenberg's Chapel.
It's an unusually warm February day, and college sophomore Quentin is giving a Wittenberg campus tour to high school students searching for just the right university. It's an age-old tradition, a campus tour, and Quentin does it right, appealing to his audience of teenagers and their parents, mixing historical facts and figures with legendary cautionary tales, like what happens to students who dare to step on the university seal prominently displayed in the center of campus.
It's said that it's bad luck to step on the seal. The first time that you step on it, you fail an exam. The second time you step on it, you're going to fail a class. And the third time you step on it, you flunk out of school. Unfortunately, I stepped on it once, and I found out the hard way, and I did fail an exam.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So,
when can you step on it, then?
After you graduate.
The goal is to help visitors connect with campus and choose it as their home for the next 4 years, and tour guides lean heavily on stories to make this happen. These stories are what makes Witt unique, special, what turns an ordinary space of brick buildings, trees, and sidewalks into a place of meaning. But what are the stories heard around campus that don't make it into the campus tours? Might there be tales of streaking the hollow and getting caught by the campus police, and then the infamous trifecta? Stories of sneaking stray cats into residence halls and past the watchful eyes of RAs. After all, it is called Kittenberg, you know. Or accounts of late night shenanigans as students wander home in packs from station. All totally harmless antics in reality, though highly exaggerated over the years to make a better story. Fact or fiction, who knows? And does it really matter? In an effort to answer these questions, students in the fall 2023 digital storytelling course took up their recorders and set out across campus to see what they could find. Their search for stories led them to talk with fellow students, faculty, staff members, alumni, Witt police, Springfield residents, and even the university's first lady. The result is What the Witt, a 9-part series that shares Wittenberg stories you likely wouldn't hear on a typical campus tour. Stories ranging from mystical symbols embedded in buildings, to a Civil War ghost and his horse, to dogs with superpowers, to an odd couch in the theater basement. Tune in and enjoy. Who knows, this may just help you recall your own Witt stories. And if you feel like sharing, we'd love to hear them. For What the Witt, this is Kathy Wagoner.
Straight ahead, we do have our chapel. It's called Weaver Chapel. It was built in the 1950s. And then off to the right, we have Blair Hall, which...